Welcome back to Dialed In on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio, and welcome to Jack's Garage. And in Jack's Garage tonight, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He comes to us on Jack's Garage after a fourth-place finish at Bristol and an announcement in which Roush Fenway Racing announces the renewal of the number 17 partners through 2021. Not a bad week for you, Ricky.
It's been a great week so far. Hopefully, you know, we can continue that on into Richmond and carry some momentum into the rest of really the 2018 season. We've kind of struggled to find some momentum. So, you know, to have, you know, the Bristol race Sunday and Monday turn out to be so good for us, and having that opportunity put ourselves in a position to, you know, put our Sunday D Ford in victory lane was a really good weekend for us, especially after we overcame so many things in that race. To put ourselves there and have a shot to win made us feel really good. And like you said, to you know, then get to Tuesday and announce that you know, we extended our partnership with you know, Fastenal, Fifth Third, and Sunny D through the 2021 season is really big for our company, big for our team, everybody on the 17 team feels really good about that. You know, Steve let me know that, you know, this wasn't a contract year for any of our partners. We, you know, that's just something that they wanted to do and continue, you know, our partnership together.
It's good for NASCAR as well.
It is. I think, you know, anytime you can see companies, you know, you get all the bad press releases out there that, you know, when companies do leave. But I think it's, we don't quite celebrate enough the companies that continue to use this platform and our sport. You know, for us, I think it shows what we can do for companies. I feel like we're pretty diverse here at Roush Fenway Racing. I feel like we do a lot of stuff off the track with each one of our partners, always trying to do better for them on the racetrack. But you look at Fastenal, Sunny D, Fifth Third, and they're companies that are really diverse. They're so different from each other, and their needs are different. The, you know, target audience is different. And obviously the products that they have are completely different. So it's nice that, you know, we're able to, you know, help each one of those companies, marketing, you know, sales and, you know, public awareness. You know, we do all those things together. They really help, you know, my brand, all at the same time. So it's been fun. It's, you know, for me, I like our partnerships to be like family, and they truly do feel like family, the three that we have. We've been together for so long now, and that's, you know, something you always dream of is, you know, having those partners and those people that you're with for a long time in this sport.
When they solidify through 2021, does that, even though, you know, it wasn't a contract year, does that make you settle down knowing, okay, this is all put aside, now I can focus even more?
It definitely does. It really helps. I feel like, you know, the shop and the atmosphere and things like that. You know, I think when you're not running as well as you want, everybody always kind of questions like, oh, what's the future hold? And, you know, you start, you know, worrying about other things. And so I think it's nice that right now we can focus on what we need in our race cars to be better, to be faster, be more competitive. And we're not worried solely on, you know, what we're going to do with each sponsor, making sure that our partners come back. And I think it says a lot, hopefully, for, you know, what our sales team can kind of go out and do now, you know, and try and fill out the rest of our, you know, races that we have, because we still have races open. But, you know, they can focus on those, and we can continue to hopefully get each one of our partners in victory lane.
Let's talk about the race at Bristol and the call from your crew chief, Brian Patty, but also the aggressive nature. So fun to watch. You had some battles out there to get that fourth place finish.
We did. I think, you know, the way the racetrack, you know, kind of kept laying out was you wanted to be on the bottom for a while, and then you could venture up to the top on the long runs. And, you know, the typical Bristol, give them a few bumps in the rear bumper and move them up off the bottom. Was kind of how you had to run the whole race. And our car was really good on the bottom. It turned well. I was able to get underneath some of the cars and, you know, coming off the corner. And we passed so many cars, and we had to come back from the back of the pack, you know, three or four times. And I think that says a lot about how fast our Sonny D Ford was, is being able to pass so many cars on a short track like that.
Who did you battle with? Like, what was the most fun battle during it? Or most intense?
Well, I think, you know, the intensity was pretty high when, you know, it was really fun, Kyle and I racing at the end. I was really hoping one of us were going to win, you know, instead of letting the 18 win. Was kind of a bummer for both of us. We were riding to the airport, and we were like, dang it. You know, we one of us wanted to win. And
right, because you and Larson race together so often.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I don't get to get up there and battle with them, you know, as much as I would like to. We're trying to get our program where we can battle with them, you know, week in and week out. But we knew that Bristol was a place that we could probably do battle with them. So that was fun. You know, I had to work really hard to get by the 48 on that long run. He put up a fight, and you know, that's part of what makes Bristol good racing. I mean, he was running the top, I was running the bottom, we were passing lap cars, and that's what's fun. That's what I enjoy about Bristol.
So what was the conversation like on the way to the airport?
We were both just bummed. You know, we both want to win at Bristol so bad, and, you know, to have Kyle beat both of us out for it was a bummer. I think probably more so for him, just because, you know, he did lead for so much of the race and was, you know, he was well out front when that caution came out. We had just got into second. I told him I was going to be fun to see if I could have chased him down. He was really far out there. It would have been a tall task, but I was getting ready to start pushing as hard as I could to catch him. You know, and then that would have been cool. Even if I didn't catch him, at least we'd have ran 1-2.
And then it was 2 days at Bristol. How was the 2 days at Bristol?
You know, they were, I was hoping one was going to be less eventful than the other. Sunday started out good, had good track position. We lost it when the 20 spun us. And, you know, we gained it back. And so I was hoping, you know, Monday was going to be less eventful. And we got some damage and had to sit on pit road and fix it, had to come back down, lost track position again. So it was eventful 2 days for us.
It was not a win, but what was it for you to get a Ford? Do you think what it said about your race team was?
I think it, you know, it really, I hope it kind of boosts our 2018 start. We didn't start it as good as we wanted to. Needed a little boost in the arm to kind of get going. And I think, you know, for as bad as I feel like we have ran and our team, the mistakes that, you know, I've made, the team's made, for us to still be in the talks of, you know, being in contention for a playoff spot, says a lot about, you know, our potential, I feel like, and, you know, getting this good run this weekend, practice, qualifying on Friday, and the speed we had in our car Sunday and Monday shows that, if we can get everything right, we're going to be okay.
Where are you as a driver right now?
Ready to just continue to get better and keep winning. I think no driver wants to go out there and, you know, be okay with a 12th place finish or even a top 10. I mean, we all want to go out and win. And so, you know, winning twice last year at Talladega and Daytona felt really good. But, you know, you want to be able to, you know, feel that more often and be able to contend for wins week in and week out.
With the sponsorship through 2021, does that mean like you're sort of a, I don't want to say a lifer, but Roush Fenway Racing secured in here even though it's not a contract year?
I've been with Roush Fenway now. I signed in October of 2007, and so I've been here for a long time. I've really enjoyed it. You know, there's times that you want to tell yourself like, hey, I'd really just give up, and, you know, I'm tired of not winning all the time. But, you know, then again, there's a lot of times where you're like, hey, I want to help, you know, get Jack back to victory lane and continue that run of dominance that he's had in this sport of winning races week in and week out. And I want to get Jack back there. And that's what, you know, I saw when we won at Talladega and Daytona is that fire that Jack still has. And, you know, is you know, long as Jack and I can be together, it's something that I enjoy.
Let's talk about what you expect at Richmond.
I expect us to continue the run that we had at Bristol. I think, you know, we haven't ever really had a car capable of just going and winning the race at Richmond, but I feel like we've had cars capable of being really competitive on the long run. And so that's something that we'll look at throughout practice, throughout the week here at the shop, is really look, try and make sure that we have that good long run speed, because you always get long runs at Richmond. You know, being a night race is going to be a little bit different. The day race always presents itself to, you know, being able to keep the tires on the car. But I think all in all, I enjoy Richmond.
Talk to me about the 2019 Mustang, now announced as the Ford. I read something from Eddie Gossage. Camaro versus Mustang. This is the battle of 1,000 high school parking lots now brought to the storied high banks of our nation. You know, it's a car guy who says something like that. When you hear Mustang racing 2019, what do you think about racing the Mustang?
I like the way Eddie put it there. That's pretty good. You know, I think for us, I enjoyed running the Mustang in the Xfinity Series. Obviously, very comfortable winning in it and winning championships in it. Hopefully, you know, I think Ford has done their homework. I think all the teams have helped kind of give a big collaboration between all three of what we feel like we need in a race car and out of the Ford and out of the Mustang come 2019. So I think we're all looking forward to that. We're focused on right now continuing to get the Fusions in victory lane. I think, you know, the teams have done really good job so far. Hope we can help add to the Fusions in victory lane before the year's up.
Well, Mustang has been in Xfinity since 2011. Does your experience with Xfinity and the Mustang help you as it's integrated into Monster Energy NASCAR Cup, or is it such a different car on the Cup side of things?
It's such a different platform and car and rules, but I wish it could translate right over, and it may. You never know. It could help some of the things that we're struggling with here at Roush Fenway Racing that maybe some of the other Ford teams aren't. Maybe this body will help us kind of catch back up to those cars.
You're hopeful of that?
I'm definitely hopeful of that.
And do you think it'll take a while to get used to it?
I don't think so. I think, I think some of the other manufacturers are taking them a little bit to get used to their new cars. I hope it doesn't take us that long.
When you get a fourth place finish and get out of the car at a track where you come from so far back and pass so many cars, can you tell the fans what it was like to pass that many cars at Bristol? You must have had your head down and your arms up.
Yeah, I worked really hard. You know, I think being able to work hard with a car capable of doing that is what produces being able to run from the back to the front of a field like that. And so that was a lot of fun. You know, it's always fun passing race cars, but I definitely would have rather been out front and just leading the whole time. But, you know, nonetheless, we were able to come back from a lot and get a top five out of it.
I appreciate it. Good luck at Richmond. I'll be talking to you. Thanks for hanging out on Jack's Garage.
Thank you. I appreciate it.